Parker, reel 7.
We shared out the cigarettes that were in the mess that we'd run ourselves, and a bottle or two of whiskey, and that's what we existed on for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we got down to Bovington, and they took us up to the camp, and the tanks followed on, and then it was a case of unloading the tanks at Wool Station. But by this time, you see, Fleurs, Battle of Fleurs had been fought and won, and though we kept things quiet, there were very few people allowed in Bovington camp.
But things
were...
Well,
we set up schools then,
tell
different
me
a, tank parks,
yes.
A, B, C and D.
Tell me about the tank parks, how they were set up.
Well, there was a captain originally. They were captains when they first started, in charge of each tank park, A, B, C and D. And then they were made up to major, and we all got promotion. I got made up to mechanist staff sergeant, and it was like under the major, and he had a lieutenant with him, I think. Yes, each major had a lieutenant instructor with him, and we had Armstrong huts as offices, and the Royal Engineers were blowing craters for us.
What for?
To take tanks down into and out again.
This was to create a sort of obstacle course.
Yes, yes. And we carried on there until the following year.
What was the routine exactly?
Well, there were battalions formed, starting with companies. Then there were battalions formed, and they were allocated so many men, so many officers to each tank park. You see?
Yeah.
We'd got a corps of instructors based on those that had been at Thetford, but recruited, you know, and trained men for instructors, and they were all given the lowest rank was a lance corporal.
Mm.
They were given a protection stripe, you see, and then we had a very strict code of conduct on the tank park.
What was it?
That there should be no interference, that the lance corporal, even if it was a lance corporal, got a class, then he was in command. Didn't matter what rank you were, from colonel down to private, the lance corporal was in charge of the course. And a fellow refused to do the greasing of the bottom roll as a lieutenant. So all they did was bring him up to me. I took him in front of the major in charge of the park, and he was threatened with loss of corps pay, and we were comparable in size to what Bovington was as far as training was concerned.
At Wareham, you mean?
Yes, because we had a camp each side of the road. Do you know Wareham?
Yes. When you got to Wareham and you started working with some of the later tanks, the first of these, I think, was the Mark IV.
Yeah.
What sort of impression did the Mark IV make on you after the Mark I, from a driver's point of view?
Well, it was an improvement, because they'd taken the tail off to start with.
How was that an improvement for you as a driver?
Well, it meant you've got less controls. You hadn't got your lifting pump to work. You steered by your tracks and your brakes, your track brakes, and it was less cumbersome. That tower was a nuisance. As a matter of fact, it used to get blown off in action, you know.
Yeah. Did you find that as a driver, it was a superior machine in any other ways?
Yes. The 105 Daimler didn't have enough power, really, for the weight of the tank. But when we got the 120 Ricardo, we were better.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd got twin plugs to the Ricardo, which was a help.
Were there any kinds of things you could do with the Mark IV that you hadn't been able to do with the Mark I?
Well, I suppose they were a little more speedy.
Mm. Did you carry out any trials or experiments with the Mark IVs when they arrived?
Well, no, we had more or less to make ourselves acquainted with them. That was our first job. And study the engine and that sort of thing. Because that Ricardo engine was...
All right, let's talk about the Whippets then. Now, that they were an entirely different kind of
machine.
They
were a faster machine altogether, but smaller.
Yeah, I know what they're like physically. Yeah. Don't worry about that. What kind of impression did the Whippets make on you after the heavy Mark I series of tanks?
Well, they were lighter to drive and not so complicated because you had an ordinary gearbox and change speed lever and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first type...
So you put the Whippets through the same kind of field trials?
Yes, right, mm-hmm. as what we did with the... You brought back the Mark I's.
Yeah. What happened? Do you remember?
Yes. Some failed, you know. The engine power wasn't sufficient to pull them out of deep crevices like the Ricardo, for instance, was on the Mark V. Yes. To start with, there was the experiment without the tail as to whether they were quick enough in turning without the tail.
Tell me about that experiment.
As a matter of fact, they were quicker.
Tell me about that experiment.
Well, the tails were taken off, and that did away with the hydraulic pump that raised them. It lessened the weight, and you could swing round in less time, because if you wanted to swing with a tail behind you, first of all, you've got to raise your tail. You couldn't swing with your tail on the ground, the wheels on the ground. You had to raise your tail before you swung. Consequently, the time lag was less once we got rid of the tails.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, perfectly clear.
Yeah. And you did away with the pump. You did away with the friction pump. The friction engagement for pumping, you know. And...
What other experiments did you do?
I'll tell you one thing I did. We were short of petrol. And it was a worry. A big establishment like at Bovington. And what I did was to make a template, a little strip of steel, and solder up my main jets to this template. You see what I mean? And it was plenty powerful enough, the petrol supply was powerful enough to do training with, and we saved hundreds of gallons of petrol. Were experiments in themselves.
What night operations did you do?
Well, each class had to do so many night operations. And by this time, I'd been loaned to the 1st Canadian Tank Battalion and the 1st American Tank Battalion, and I, with the lieutenant. And we had to supervise them. They were strictly under our command.
Right. What were the night hops?
Cross-country, shell holes, you know, blown holes, and hills and all that sort of thing.
Do you remember any of these particular night runs you did?
Yes. We went out to a heathland that's to the side of Wareham, beyond the station, like on the London side of the station. You know it?
Yeah.
And they'd park the tanks up there during the early evening or during daylight, and we'd go out there to them. And mostly we used to find the American crews either partly missing, or else they'd got the tank locked up tight and was gambling.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a job to get them to, you know, sort of take an interest. They weren't so keen as our fellas were.
Sorry, could you start that again? Exactly how did you get out of a crater?
You locked your differential. In other words, you didn't allow your auxiliary wheels to work independently. You made it one shaft. And you had this lock over the back of your head in the cab in order that you got all your drive straight forward. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There'd be less chance of track slip.
Yes, I see. Now, I think you carried out some experiments with ancillary equipment for the tanks, like, for example, the paravanes. What were they for? Okay, so you had a series of experiments which were all directed at the problem of how to move barbed wire.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about how you...
Well, now, we do attach two grapnels on a steel chain to the sprocket hubs, eh? On the outside shell of the tank, and bolt them up to it, and then go along and gather up the wire with these grapnels.
Did that work satisfactorily?
It made passages, because you were running over some of the wire to start with your tank, and then gathering it up behind. Well, then if the engineers blew it up, all well and good, see?
Yeah.
You worked in conjunction with the engineers over it.
Did this business of wire clearing have any other aspects to it?
Well, yeah, some of their wire, you know, was so strong that it would pull a tank up.
This was your experience?
Yes, because we had specimens brought over to us from Germany, from France. Mm-hmm.